and Arjita, and congrats, Tim. You spoke about the impact that Tony Meola had on you, and for a whole generation of kids, there's a lot of kids that grew up with you being their Tony Meola. There's a lot of kids that became Everton fans because they saw you play there, or became Man United fans because they saw you play there, became goalkeepers because they saw you play there. And I just want to ask, what is that like? What is the responsibility like of knowing that, you are, a role model for a lot of players? And when did it hit you that you were making a difference in that way, the way that some of your icons were? And, now that you can kind of reflect on it, having, been out of the game for a few years, playing wise at least, what has that kind of aspect of your life been like, being that face of something for so many young people?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. Towards the back end of my career, before I came to the MLS, my beloved agent and dear friend asked me about le my legacy, and I remember I scoffed at the question. I was embroiled in Premier League season, and I couldn't even be bothered. And I said, "So what the hell do you mean legacy? I'm not concerned about that." And he's a very smart individual, as you can imagine, and he was right. Because when you're done playing, all you have is your legacy, and hopefully you're smart enough and you surround yourself with good enough people that you don't tarnish that legacy on your journey. So I'm very fortunate to have that, have monumental moments, have World Cups, have longevity in the Premier League to where people can identify with me. And I didn't, if I'm being honest, I didn't do it for legacy. I did it to work hard and be successful, and I was able to achieve that. But now that I'm done playing, I grab onto it with both hands because it means everything to me. I think when it really hit me is when I came home, when I came back to Denver in 2016, just the amount of people who come up to me and say, "I'm an Everton fan because of you." And I'm like, "God, I didn't realize I was that old, but that's cool, like that's awesome." And I see a lot of kids out there wearing a number 24, which is the number I wore at Everton. And so I'm lucky. I feel humbled by the fact that I was able to inspire a generation or part of a generation. So yeah, it feels good. It feels great. And I think I said when you're done and retired, that's all you got. You can't kick a ball anymore, nor do I desire to kick a ball anymore, but it's your legacy is all you have to hold on to.
Soccer is not the most popular sport in America, but yet you were one of those names that was a household name among casual sports fans. I'm just curious, like, what you want your legacy as you're being inducted to the Hall of Fame here in America to the general casual sports fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think at least for the next 20, 30 years, every player that pulls on a national team jersey is going to be a trailblazer because we live in America, and football is amazing, and NBA is amazing, and NHL and MLB, like there's so many competitive leagues, and rightfully so. It makes the sports landscape in America second to none. So all of the US soccer players are going to be trailblazers in terms of how soccer is viewed in this country. I'm proud to say that I'm part of a generation. I think back to like 2010 World Cup that was in South Africa, certainly 2014, and then right the way through to the last World Cup and the one to come. We have turned it used to be prior to that, I think it used to be the soccer fan was couldn't wait for the World Cup. And I remember 2010, and you're probably talking about like social media starting to come into our conscious, right? And the spider web that creates. You started to see businessmen and women taking a longer lunch so they could go to a pub and watch the game, and Grant Park and all these festivals and big screens in public parks where they're showing the game and serving beer and food. Like we were part of a generation that I think helped cross over and allowed the casual sports fan or certainly other sports fans to really take note of soccer and be like, this is a big deal. And so I'm proud of that as part of, not my just my legacy, but the teams, the US national teams that I played on. That's important.
And then to follow up on that, with the upcoming World Cup, with your perspective, you know, what kind of opportunity that these players now have to grow it even more. Can you just elaborate on that, on that aspect?
Pressure. I mean, more pressure. I talked about our guys in 94. It was special, and they probably would tell you they felt pressure for sure, but like they weren't supposed to do anything, you know, let alone get out of the group, you know. And this current team, there's a lot more pressure, you know, biggest World Cup in terms of finances and numbers and size. This is going to be the greatest World Cup in the history of our sport. I mean, I don't think that's talking it up too much. That's reality. And so, you know, our young guys are going to have a lot of pressure on their shoulders, but they can handle it. And, you know, with pressure comes greatness, you know, and the opportunity to be great. So they have an incredible opportunity.
Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Do you think enough is being done to generate interest and to underserved communities to get involved in soccer? I know you've done some work with Mini Pitches and the U.S. Soccer Foundation. What do you think, enough is being done, or what could be done to engage, you know, youth in underserved communities?
No, not a tough question for me. I mean, gosh, no, okay. There's not enough being done. I don't think soccer in America has ever done enough for the brown and black communities. You know, I think when you look across the fan bases and throughout our sport, there isn't enough being done in these underserved communities. I think we, you know, I spoke about it this week. We do a terrible job in America of going into underserved communities and taking one or two players out of that and thinking we did a great job. There's a pretty awesome movie. It's called The Blind Side. I'm sure most of you've seen it. In fact, my daughter goes to the school that that the movie was based off of. And we take one player, one kid out of an underserved community, and we make a movie about it. We feel good about ourselves. The reality is we have to go into these underserved communities, these lower socioeconomic households, and create a space for them to play, to be safe, to be active. You know, it's one of the, I just got back from Las Vegas, and with the Tim Howard Foundation and the U.S. Soccer Foundation, we launched a mini pitch, or two mini pitches actually, in a beautiful park in North Las Vegas. And is that going to change the landscape? Absolutely not. But one field at a time, one community at a time, it can be done. This call isn't long enough for you and I to discuss how we get there. But yeah, I think that that more can be done, particularly with soccer in America and how that's served. By the way, there's not a lot of black and brown faces in Premier League stadiums either. So we, you know, there's more that can be done, but it's not just a problem here in America, but this is where we live and this is where we need to serve. So yes, I appreciate the question.
Great. So my easy question is, you've had a lot of accomplishments in your career. What would you say was something that is the most memorable to you, whether it's a trophy or a win or an award or a stat?
Gosh. Yeah. I think I'm lucky because I have a few answers to that question, but playing for my country, at three World Cups and being a part of three World Cup teams is any little kid will tell you the most special thing you could possibly do is play for your country. And if you're lucky enough, playing a World Cup. And so without question, that first day in Birmingham, Alabama at Legion Field, never been there before, never been there since, pulling on that U.S. national team shirt and walking across the line for my first cap was certainly up there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
But with that said, you know, as you walk up on the stage on Saturday, May 4th, and put on that red jacket, what's going to be going through your mind, and what's that moment going to mean to you?
Well, I got to say, selfishly, I was trying to pay it forward, getting your good graces to hopefully maybe one day I could be in the hall. But it's amazing. It's just amazing to, you know, hear about the Hall of Fame growing up in, you know, I'm from New Jersey, up in Oneonta, New York. Oneonta was a world away because I certainly never went. And hearing about, you know, what it was, what that was, and what that consisted of, and then what has been created there in Texas, and just, you know, playing on that field and watching it being constructed. You know, it the Hall of Fame is so special to me. So special that I didn't want to know. My daughter, who's you know, aspiring to become a Division I college soccer player and well on her way, kept going, "Dad, when are you going to get in the Hall of Fame? Dad, when is it?" And I said, "I don't know." She said, "Well, how many years do you have to be retired?" I said, "I don't know." And she wanted all these answers, and I didn't want any of the answers because it was so special. I just wanted to be surprised, you know, and I didn't want to know the time or when or if. I just, it's so special that if you're fortunate enough to be selected and inducted, you know, you go down in history. And so I've never been inside, which also is very special to me, that the first time I'm ever going to step foot inside is with my family and friends. You know, I think it hit me really hard. I had to fight back tears on live television on NBC. And try and collect myself because I had this wave of emotion that I guess I didn't expect. You know, you play in big games, you have big moments, and you're hard and you're chiseled, and you have this fortitude that you think you can't be touched. And then you get a moment like that, and it's just a culmination of like all the great things in my life. And I make no bones about it. Most of 99% of the great things that have happened in my life are because of soccer. So I'm very lucky. I'm very fortunate, and just cannot wait. I am so excited to pop off my own suit jacket and pull on that red blazer, because it will put me in on a level that is nearly untouchable.
Thank you.
There's so few times where like a player increases their legacy in a game where they don't necessarily win. And obviously that game is such a huge part of your legacy and a way that many people remember you by, you know, like looking back at that moment in that game, you know, how do you kind of reflect on that and what it has meant to the perception of you, not just in the US, but also all over the world?
Great question. I mean, it, you know, it was the single greatest goalkeeping performance of my career. Yeah, you know, on the one hand, we lost, but man, we gave it a hell of a fight, and we were in it, and we had chances to, you know, push it to extra time. And what does that look like? And so, you know, again, going back to legacy, the one thing people say to me, if anyone comes up to me and says anything, whether I'm in the supermarket, in the airport, which I'm in a lot, or anywhere on the street, you know, they talk about the Belgium game. And I think what's special to me now is I have the opportunity to share with hundreds, if not thousands, of fans everywhere I go. And they tell me where they were, what they were doing, who they were with when they were watching the Belgium game. So they were in there, you know, a lot of times, and this is the crazy thing about generations, right? A lot of times they'll come up to me with their son or daughter, and be like, I was holding my son or daughter watching the game. And now that baby is you know, kicking a soccer ball of their own, and however old, 8, 9 years old. So it's special to have that one shiny moment that, okay, I had a lot of great moments, but that one that people can cling on to. And so I'm very fortunate, and I appreciate the fact that that has added to my legacy.